A voyage to the bottom of the ocean is reigniting a mystery that has stumped scientists around the world. Who or what is punching holes in neat rows on the seafloor? NOAA scientists spotted the holes last month during a mission to explore an underwater mountain chain called the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. Here's a bit from a video produced by NOAA after the expedition.
They're so perfectly spaced. I mean, why would it always be that spacing?
Deep sea biologist Scott France speaking there. Researchers are so eager to crack this mystery that they're even asking for theories from the public. Michael Vecchione is another NOAA scientist studying these holes, and he is here with us now. Hello.
Hi.
So this is just fascinating. You found these holes more than a mile and a half deep off the coast of the Azores. Describe them for us, because when I look at these pictures, they are so precise that they almost look man-made.
Well, that's one of the remarkable things about them is that they're so consistently precise that you see a bunch of perforations in the bottom, basically extending for some distance in a fairly straight or slightly curved line. Some of these are just about a meter long, and some of them are many meters long, 10, 15 feet long.
Are there animals that can do that?
We don't know of an animal that does this type of pattern. There are animals that burrow and make openings into the bottom. There are other animals that walk along and punch down from the surface to find things to eat, or perhaps to deposit eggs or something like that. We don't know of any animals at this kind of depth, particularly on the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, which is very poorly explored, that would make these holes.
And you've never seen anything making these holes, so you just don't know. On the other hand, you have collected sediment from the ocean floor and DNA samples from those holes. What do you think that might tell you?
They collected some sediment at the what looked like the freshest end of one of these lines of holes. But when they got it back up to the ship and sorted through it that night, there was no animal in the sample that would be a suspect as far as making the holes are concerned. However, they also collected a water sample to look for DNA evidence. It's called environmental DNA or eDNA. What's going on there is that animals shed cells or mucus that they've produced and things like that that have their DNA in it. And that floats around in the water. And if you collect that and amplify the DNA in it, you can come up with sequences for any of the animals that may be in the area there. And you might be able to identify them if you've already got matching sequences from an animal that you know what it is.
So as you wait for the results from those tests, you've gone to social media and asked for ideas from the public. But why bother asking people like me? I mean, we have no idea what this is.
Well, we don't know what it is either, but we've gotten quite a wide variety of suggestions.
Like what?
Well, I'm looking for something that actually matches all the facts that we know about this. And some of the things that I hadn't thought about were the suggestion that an animal might have gone along laying eggs in the sediment and that those holes are a result of the hatching of the eggs. I just got an email right before we started talking from an emeritus professor in the University of California system. He's a geologist and works on earthquakes. And he pointed out that when an earthquake occurs in an area where the rock is cracked, that can cause puffing up of the sediment and cause little mini volcano looking things similar to what we see. Although that doesn't explain the regularity of what we see.
I see. So maybe you're looking for more input from professionals, not just people like me who say maybe it's an alien who's infiltrating the bottom of the ocean. I think we should say that this is not the first time that something like this has ever been documented. In the early 2000s, scientists spotted similar holes in a nearby area. What is it about this mystery that's so important to you as a scientist? Why do you want to figure it out so badly?
Well, I was one of those scientists in 2004 that saw those holes when we were doing initial exploration of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And seeing those holes resulted in one of those, what in the hell is that moments? We just didn't know. When we saw them in 2004, we saw them basically at just one location. But now with the new dives, we know that they're in multiple locations, that there are a lot of them when you see the right conditions. So this is probably something important in the ecology of the mid-ocean ridge system And we just don't really know what's going on there.
It does make you wonder what else might be lurking at the bottom of the ocean floor. This is an area, you don't need me to tell you, that we know so little about. It is so remote and distant.
Yeah, it's not only that. It's part of the deep sea, which is the largest living space on our planet. And the deeper you go, the farther away from where we live you go, the less we know about it.
Michael Vecchione is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. We're going to link you to the videos and some pictures of these holes at hereandnow.org. You can send Michael your own ideas about what it might be. Thank you so much. Great to speak with you. Good luck.
Well, I appreciate your interest.
I don't know. I still say it's an alien.
Now I have to worry about holes in the ocean floor. Put that on my list.
Do.
An alien. Oh, my.